Hi, I'm Paul Rialli from Charlotte Lit with a 2-minute writing tip for Charlotte Readers Podcast. As I record this, I'm about to begin working with Charlotte Lit's 7th Authors Lab cohort. In Authors Lab, we help writers complete a first draft or rewrite of a novel or memoir. Part of the program is a sequence of 12 craft classes, each covering an essential skill. We are often asked which of these skills is the most important. That question is about as fraught as, which is your favorite child? Is it dialogue, point of view, interiority? But while there isn't one skill that's more important than the others, one skill seems to be overlooked, or maybe it's taken for granted, and that's learning to write scenes. Scenes are building blocks. Most stories are a sequence of scenes. A good target for a book-length work is 40 scenes, which means if you can write a scene, and you can keep going, you can write a novel or memoir. If you can write a good scene, you can write a good novel or memoir. Writing scenes, of course, requires that you have other skills, effective dialogue, showing and telling, characterization, and so on. But in order to put those tools to good use, you need to know what makes a scene work. The most important thing to know about scenes is that something has to happen. A character sitting and thinking is not a very good scene. Characters have to bump up against someone or something. Every scene should A, move the plot forward, B, reveal character or relationships, or C, both. Something must be different by the end of the scene. Facts are concealed or revealed. Relationships have deepened or divided. Problems have been created or resolved. The biggest issue we run into as teachers and editors is boring scenes. Don't be boring. Make your scenes active participants in your storytelling. Remember, if you can write a good scene, you can write a good novel or memoir. Now, here's your action step. In whatever you're writing, cast a critical eye on your scenes. Does something happen? Is something changed by the end? For more 2-minute tips from Charlotte Lit, listen to Beyond 300 episodes of this podcast or visit charlottelit.org/tips.